At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Chris from Roy is. Chris, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Steve, get out of here.
Let's go.
For those playing at home, Chris has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
How many colors are on a Rubik's Cube?
4?
No.
6.
Yes. What is another term for your sternum?
Your chest?
No.
Your abdomen?
No.
Pass.
What is the smallest ocean by area?
Indian?
No.
Caspian Sea?
No.
The Atlantic?
No. Farmers of what fruit pay helicopter pilots to dry their crops?
What fruit? Cranberries?
No.
Strawberries?
No.
Pass.
What band did Bill Ward co-found?
Pass.
Which state did Benjamin Franklin represent during the Constitutional Convention in 1787?
Oh, my God. Pennsylvania?
Yes. Which U.S. robbers had the surnames Parker and Barrow?
Which U.S. what?
Robbers.
Bonnie and Clyde?
Yes. Coming in hot right at the end to round out 3 points for the game, Chris.
Oh, my God.
you know what? I think you actually did know one of these, but you just couldn't get to the right one. But don't worry. Steve looks very stressed out.
Well, yeah, I don't want to go 8-5 with this guy.
It'd be so embarrassing.
Very embarrassing.
A little overconfident.
Oh, okay. I'm happy to hear that.
Steve, are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. How many colors are on a Rubik's Cube?
6.
Yes. What is another term for your sternum?
That'd be your chest.
No.
Avocal?
No.
Breastbone.
Yes. What is the smallest ocean by area?
Indian Ocean?
No.
Arctic?
Yes. Farmers of which fruit pay helicopter pilots to dry their crops?
Fruit. Oranges?
No.
Bananas?
No.
Cherries?
Yes.
What
band did Bill Ward co-found?
Black Sabbath?
Yes. What state did Benjamin Franklin represent during the Constitutional Convention of 1787?
I don't know. New York?
No.
New Jersey,
no.
New Hampshire.
No. Which U.S. robbers had the surnames Parker and Barrow?
Oh, Bonnie and Clyde.
Yes. What term describes a sandstorm with strong winds carrying a wall of dust and sand?
A dust storm?
No.
A bad storm?
No.
A hairy storm?
No. What is the only planet to rotate on its side?
That'd be Uranus, Taryn.
That is correct.
What?
Steve?
Cherries and Uranus were total guesses.
Steve, you got 7 correct, and that is a victory.
Yes.
7-3. Sorry, Chris.
Yeah, good game, man.
Take care, Chris.
Another one bites the dust. Bless you. Another
one bites the dust. I'm allergic to losing.
Our friend Chris did know that the state that Benjamin Franklin represented during the Constitutional Convention was Pennsylvania.
I really need that's a very educated guess.
In a sandstorm with strong winds carrying a wall of dust and sand is a haboob.
Oh, okay. This is the first time I've ever heard that word.
Well, now you know.
What's the haboob?
Haboob. It's fun to say the second part of that.
The Daily Mix. Show.
This year, we have a goal of putting 2,500 coats on local children in need through Coats for Kids. It's an awesome partnership that we do every year with the Washington State Council of Firefighters. And we have the goal is $50,000, and we have already been making some great progress in that direction.
Yes, indeed. Thanks to Rockaholics like Eric Asmussen, who donated $25. Nicole Vera Cruz donated $25 as well. Tamara Plummer, $25. Also, $25 puts a brand new coat on a kid in need. If you don't have $25, you can throw in $5, $10, whatever you've got. Or if you've got more than $25, of course, you know, $50, $100, $200. The Rockaholics have already started up with their generosity, and we can't appreciate them enough.
It is adding up so quickly already, and you can make a difference at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
What is that one moment in history that you just instantly remember exactly where you were when you learned about it? Call 206-803-ROCK to share with us. Steve, we have someone on hold who I think has a story that will probably be something that every Gen Xer that's listening right now will be able to relate to.
Okay.
We're going to chat with them in just a second. But first, let's chat with Tim in Paulsbo. Tim, what is that one moment in history that you remember exactly where you were when you learned about it?
It was 9/11. And I had only been in the state like a couple of months, and me and my wife were camping. And we were at this campground, and we were the only ones there. And all night long, there was this, and there was, and we were surrounded by this. And me and my dog were trying to figure out what it was and trying to get it. And all night long, it was going on. And so the next morning, the camp host comes up to us, and she goes, "Hey, we're under attack." And I go, "I know. I don't know what it was." She looked at me like, "What are you talking about?" And she goes, "No, we're under attack." I just, "I know." So me and my dog were trying to get it. She goes, "No, dude, those were raccoons." She goes, "The Twin Towers just got hit by airplanes." I'm like, "What?"
I was going to say, I can't imagine what's going on in her head. Like, she's thinking, "Sir, you and your dog are not being attacked by terrorists. The entire country is."
Right? The look on that lady's face was something else.
Oh, man.
206-803-ROCK.
Do you remember where you were with 9/11?
I sure do.
Okay.
I had morning cheerleading practice. And so when all the news was coming down, we didn't know anything about it because we were, you know, in a gymnasium doing stuff. After practice, went to the Starbucks to get coffee. And it was just so somber. And I'm like, what is everybody seems like they're in a really bad mood this morning.
So did a stranger end up telling you?
A stranger ended up telling me at the Starbucks in Stanwood. And I was like, oh, my God. I had no idea what had been going on for about 3 hours.
I remember being on the air at the end, and that was one of the most, still to this day, one of the worst days to have to be on the air. And I remember our intern, we didn't have phone screening software on computers, so they would run in with a little post-it note, and he ran in with a little post-it note that just said, "A plane just crashed into the World Trade Center." And all of us were just like, "We got to take a break and figure out what the hell's going on," because I have family and friends.
Yeah, of course.
Sadly lost a friend in the whole situation, a high school buddy. And I'll never forget, and it's not funny, but it was just like one of those moments where, like, we didn't know what song was playing next, and it's always seemed like the worst song will always play, and it makes it seem like as if we intentionally did it, even though it's, like, tasteless and awful, but it was Lenny Kravitz's Fly Away.
Oh,
and I'll never forget that. I'm like, of all songs, this is the song we're going into, but... And then we quickly went into the other room to watch the second plane. And it was just like, then it was just a flurry of myself and Jody, because Jody was an East Coaster as well. We're just on our phones trying to get a hold of anyone, but the phone lines are just gone, like, because of so many people trying to get a hold of their family and friends.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, it's one of those moments I'll never forget.
206-803-ROCK. Missy from Arlington, what is that moment in history where you remember exactly where you were when you learned about it?
1986, the Space Shuttle Challenger. I'm pretty sure this... It's the same theme for every Gen X kid that, you know, was sitting in history class that day. They ushered you into the library and put you in front of that 19-inch TV that all the kids had to sort of surround themselves around. And we were there, we were watching it, and it exploded. Everybody in class just sort of looked at each other like, was that supposed to happen? Like, you don't really comprehend what's happening at the time. And in typical Gen X fashion, they just ushered us right back to class, didn't talk about it, nothing.
See,
you know? And then, of course, back then, no internet at mm-hmm. all. So newspapers come out, its headlines were like, wow, we watched that, you know?
No, I think yeah. about, for us, it was we were in the classroom and they rolled the TV in, but similar situation. I don't remember, to think about like what the teachers had to go through at that moment, because they're thinking, now we're just kind of showing a cool moment and that happens. And I even found the audio clip from CNN. And when the explosion happened, there's like a good 30, 40 seconds of just no conversation, nothing being said, because I think everybody, similar to teachers and students, everyone's like, that didn't just happen. But then the reporter had this to say.
Looks like a couple of the solid rocket boosters blew away from the side of the shuttle in an explosion.
I mean, they're just still trying to figure out what's going on with that.
Unbelievable.
Even a texter said, I was in the third grade. Our teacher just rolled the big TV onto the cart so we could watch. We really didn't understand until the teacher started crying.
Oh, that I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On Late Night with Seth Meyers is his name. Tiffany Haddish was sharing that she is dating multiple people at the same time.
You were talking last time you were here. I was very excited. You gave us an update on your romantic life. You were dating multiple people last time you were
here. Yes, and I'm still dating multiple people, but new multiple people, but like one or two from the old roster that just had transferred over to the new roster.
Oh, there's some holdovers.
Yeah, there's a couple holdovers. You know, I'm running a team.
That's great.
How many are you dating?
I want to know a number.
Have you ever dated a lot of people at the same time?
No.
No.
I was always kind of a serial monogamist. Like, yeah. But I would get out of one relationship and then immediately get into another one.
Yeah, I always thought it was... I had some friends that, like, they would have, like, three or four different... I wouldn't say girlfriends because they weren't necessarily, like, official. But they were just hanging out and they all knew about it. And I was like, everyone's different and I'm not judging, but I couldn't do it.
I know all of us have been out of the dating pool for like, you know, quite a while now.
It's been a minute.
But I think especially
I'm so glad if I hear these dating stories,
oh
I'm like,
gosh.
Man, it just seems way worse than it was. And I thought it was bad back when we were in the dating world.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But now I feel like people are, you know, they're on multiple platforms. They're meeting multiple different people at the same time. And sometimes you might not have established if you're, you know, being exclusive yet or not.
Right.
So I think a lot of people are not exclusive, at least right out of the gate for a while.
I remember that was one of the more mind-numbing moments when we were first dating Sid and I. And I was just like, you know, I was like, are we? She's like, I don't want to say that we're boyfriend and girlfriend, but I'm not dating anybody else. And I have no plans on dating anybody else. I'm just with you. And I'm like, well, that would basically make me your boyfriend. No, I don't want to. I'm not ready yet for titles. I'm like, okay, will you let me know when? Like, what's going on here?
So then did you eventually say, will you be my girlfriend? Or did she say, will you be my boyfriend?
I don't remember that, to be honest with you. It came out at some point. I think, like, she referred to me as a boyfriend. And I was like, aha! So
got
I am my boyfriend. Aha! Danny, if anyone on the show, based on his stories from his mom, Danny might be the one on our show that maybe was dating multiple people at the same time.
He was a playa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, back in middle school, there was, girlfriends on girl. I mean, they didn't know about each other, so there was never, like, the mutual, like, hey, we're all kind of just dating.
But you were dating multiple people.
Oh, yeah.
That just seems like a headache.
I mean, it was.
Yeah.
I don't recommend it at all whatsoever, but it happened.
I also feel like before the age of cell phones, though, that would be like the ideal time to date multiple people, don't you think?
But the weird part is now with cell phones and all these dating apps, it's probably a lot easier to have more than multiple people on the team.
Oh, I just feel like it might be more difficult to manage the team.
That just seems like such a just too much financially. It seems like too much. Like, how many dates are you taking these people? Oh, it was middle school.
Yeah, so
you were going to a park probably or something like
holding
that.
Holding hands before class, getting a hug. Cool.
And it was like a family fun center type place. That would be where we went on Friday night. And like, yeah, you had $5 for like a Coke and a hot dog.
I would say you were splurging on a fancy date if you went to like Orange Julius or something like that.
Wow. I don't even think I ever went to a date at Orange Julius, Steve.
Oh, you haven't lived until you took a date to Orange Julius.
Make it rain.
Yeah, baby.
Have you ever
dated?
You
want that pina colada? I got you, babe.
Have you ever dated more than one person at the same time? Or were you dating someone that you knew was dating more than just you? How did it work out for you? Call now, 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Have you ever dated more than one person at the same time? Or were you dating someone and you knew that they were dating more than just you? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us, how did that work out for you? We have someone on hold, Steve, that did the sister thing.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Did the sister thing.
Okay.
But first, we're going to check in with Pedro from Muckle T.O., who dated, this is the one that you said you dated 7 women at the same time.
Yeah. I was right after 9/11, I got stationed at SeaTac Airport, so I had a lot of money coming in and a lot of time, and so I just started dating a lot of women.
Even if I had a lot of money and a lot of time, the idea of dating 7 people just sounds ridiculous. Did you have certain ones that were your favorite, ones that you would only get lunch with? Like, how did you even organize this?
It wasn't really a matter of organizing. It was just, I'm kind of old school, so I had a little black book, and if I wanted to go on a date, you just start dialing until someone agreed to go on a date. That was kind of it.
Did you have to keep notes in the little black book to say, oh, I already took her to Outback Steakhouse. I probably shouldn't take her there again.
No, man. I was at that far forward thinking. I was just like, hey, what's up? Do you want to go do something? And there were phone calls, too, because this was like brand new, cell phone technology. Yeah. So you just had like the 10-pad texting, and it was just easier to call.
Were the 7 women aware that there were 6 other women that you were dating?
Yeah. No, they all knew because I told them. I think I found out a little bit too late what the catnip to women was. It's just tell them that you're unavailable, and then they just can't handle it. And so every time I said that, they were like, yep, I'm down. Let's go.
Pedro is a relationship therapist.
You're probably also an attractive man, because if I say I'm unavailable, they'd be like, oh, good.
206-803-ROCK. John from Tacoma. Have you ever dated more than one person at the same time?
Yeah, so I'm that sister guy.
You're the sister guy. Tell us about it.
Sister mister.
So I'm the sister mister. Yeah, so it wasn't at the same time per se. So it was in high school. I think it was sophomore year for me, so it's like 2006. And I was dating the oldest sister first, and it was like, it fizzled out pretty quick. It was like maybe a couple people.
Uh-huh.
And then I think the middle sister is who I ended up dating after that. And that was for a good little while. And then awful thing happened to them. Their dad passed away suddenly. He got struck by a car, and he was waiting. He was like helping someone on the side of the road. So the middle sister who I was with at the time, broke up with me because she kind of just needed some space. And of course, totally understood that. Older sister wanted to come back, I guess. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was a little weird, but relationships, what are you going to do?
Put on the spot, like right now, if you had the opportunity, is there one that you would be like, oh yeah, I could definitely get back with that one? Was one, but I don't know, I said one better than the other?
I think I had probably the best time in the relationship with the middle sister. Definitely liked the time with the older sister too, but like we had dated that like first time that was just like silly and fizzled out pretty quick.
How was their relationship? Were they at odds with each other because
they were good.
Of this?
Like no. Like we were all good. We were all like the middle sister and I were in band together, and then the older sister and I were in all the musicals and theater and stuff together. So yeah, we were somehow we were all still cordial and good to go.
Fun family gatherings, I bet.
Oh, I bet.
206-803-ROCK. Jordan from Wenatchee, have you ever dated more than one person at the same time?
Yeah, a few. Good morning, guys, by the way.
Morning.
What's up, Jordan?
At one point, you know, me and my wife, we've been married for many great years so far. And, you know, we were in an open relationship kind of style with being a little polyamorous. And so, you know, there was a few dates and, you know, bouncing around between here and there, and it can get pretty crazy in as a lifestyle sometimes. So
I have a stupid question. It's not meant to be disrespectful or anything like that, or because it's just not something that I've ever done. But has there ever been a situation in an open relationship where she's like, "Hey, this is Charles," and you're like, "No, Charles is way too attractive," or so you know what I mean?
Honestly, no, because you know you get to the understanding that, you know, you just want her to be happy, and you accept it. If she's accepting alone because she likes them the way that she likes them, I'm going to be okay with it.
But I'd still be a little nervous that Charles might make her too happy.
The Daily Mix Show.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.